get the shit out of me. No, fine. Just needed a quick second away from everyone. Too many people in that house. You know, like Christmas and all that goodness and being around family and friends, but it's too much. Wow. Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen each other. Yeah, everything seems to be going pretty well for you. Oh, him? Well, broke up with me the day before Cicely to come see my family, so that was pretty great. And my mom, my grandmother, have not stopped talking about it since. Just be single for, like, the rest of my life. That's how it's going at this point. How's you and that one girl? Really? Y'all look like y'all are gunning for marriage, for sure. I don't mean to laugh, I'm sorry. Nothing. Nope, you don't need to know what it is. It's for me to know and you not to find out. Well, my car, it's very far away from the house, and I'm stressed, and, you know, in the holiday season is a stressful time, and this usually shoots the endorphins where they need to go, and it feels good. And de-stresses. So sue me for having a vibrator out in my car. Well, it wasn't exactly what I had planned. I just have one there for emergencies. You just happened to hop in when I was grabbing for it to put it away. I guess I used it previously or beforehand and washed it and put it back in its proper place in my car. I usually just keep it in my glove box, you know, for times that you need it. What? No, it'd be way too weird to use it while you're here. Yeah, I mean, I am still pretty stressed, and yes, it does feel good. That'd be too weird. I know we've known each other for a while, and when we were younger, we did the I'll show you mine if you show me yours thing, but I think this is a little bit far, don't you? No? Well, why do you say that? You've thought about me in that way for a long time? Well, that's news to me. Have I? Well, yeah, but you were so preoccupied with everyone else, or every other girl, or, you know, this last girl seems, like I said, like marriage material, and y'all had been together for so long that everybody knew that y'all were gonna be together forever. I guess it didn't work out so well, but I just knew it wasn't me, or maybe not my time. Why didn't I ever tell you? Well, it'd be too weird, and again, I didn't think that you even thought about me in that way. Good to know that you do. Well, of course. I guess I could. We could play another game of you show me yours, and I'll show you mine. Powerful. Let's see how I can begin. This is not very much space in the car, so usually push the seat back and we get really comfy. Yeah, go to town, as you say. Yeah, I'm a little kind of wet out of you watching me. Should turn it on now. Okay. Someone's definitely grown up since last time I saw that. It's a very nice cock. Thank you. I grew it myself. Am I usually this one? No. Like I said, I think thought of you watching me. It's doing this work for me. Watching you stroke your cock is also making me my pussy sopping wet. So there's that. Oh my god. Yes. I came a bit early. Like I said, so many factors are leading me into that direction. Hey, you can't talk. I saw you damn near about to come when I did. Well, maybe if you hold up for a little while and after everyone disperses, we could maybe finish what we started. Or you'll just let me finish you. How's that sound?